Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Our Lord would have all his people rich in high and happy thoughts concerning his blessed person. Jesus is not content that his brethren should think meanly of him. It is his pleasure that his espoused ones should be delighted with his beauty. We are not to regard him as a bare necessary, like to bread and water, but as a luxurious delicacy, as a rare and ravishing delight. To this end, he has revealed himself as the pearl of great price in its peerless beauty, as the bundle of myrrh in its refreshing fragrance, as the rose of Sharon in its lasting perfume, as the lily in its spotless purity. As a help to high thoughts of Christ, remember the estimation that Christ is had in beyond the skies, where things are measured by the right standard. Think how God esteems the only begotten his unspeakable gift to us. Consider what the angels think of him as they count it their highest honor to veil their faces at his feet. Consider what the blood-washed think of him as day without night they sing his well-deserved praises. High thoughts of Christ will enable us to act consistently with our relations towards him. The more loftily we see Christ enthroned, and the more lowly we are when bowing before the foot of the throne, the more truly shall we be prepared to act our part towards him. Our Lord Jesus desires us to think well of him, that we may submit cheerfully to his authority. High thoughts of him increase our love. Love and esteem go together. Therefore, believer, think much of your Master's excellencies. Study him in his primeval glory before he took upon himself your nature. Think of the mighty love which drew him from his throne to die upon the cross. Admire him as he conquers all the powers of hell. See him risen, crowned, glorified. Bow before him as the wonderful, the counselor, the mighty God, for only thus will your love to him be what it should be.